Blog Talk Radio.
It's popping, my niggas. PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is. It's your boy, Three Letter Man. Want to recap Double Impact 2. Yesterday's event, man, the pay-per-view. If you didn't get it, or if you was in the building, I advise you get it, man. It's worth it, man. $35 ain't going to kill nobody. You know what I mean? Why it's taking me long to do a recap? Because I like to watch the battles again. So I basically, from yesterday watching the pay-per-view, then this afternoon to this evening, I watched Double Impact 4 times. Let's start it off from the jump, man. Rum Nitty, Ill Will, Team Hami against Math, Hoffa, and Cortez, NYB, New York Bullies. Now, off the rip, were we shocked that Math Hoffa was on this card? Yes, because of his last battle with Show Off, it just felt like Math was done with battle rap. And when I interviewed Math after the battle with Show Off, it just felt like his heart was not into battle rap anymore. So to see him get back on his 2-on-2 with Cortez, they battled on Bullpen before. They left the battle on Double Impact 1 when they battled A-Verb and Young Ill, the infamous Millie Rock for Math Hoffa. We already know what it is. Setting it off from the... Well, first of all, they had mic issues for a while. Like, for a while, mic issues. Your sound man, turning them up, turn them up. Like, come on, URL. Or sound boy, I should say. Come on, man. What do you say? I get the second interview. I think I got the job done by Ill Will. That shit was fire. The Vienna sausage line by Nitty. Listen, Rum Nitty and Ill Will's first round was on point. Like, very much on point. Like, the continuity that they had was very impressive because this is how I look at it. Ill Will lives in Pontiac. He lives in Pontiac, Michigan. Your man, Rum Nitty, lives in Phoenix. He lives in Arizona, Phoenix. So it's like for them niggas to prepare and you live here and I live here and they still be on point, you got to give them the props and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I think they had a solid round by Nitty and Ill Will. Round one, Math and Cortez, Henny line by Math. That was cool. The flat like earth-like line was solid. Put in your mouth, Akinelli line. The razor to his mouth, like the old phone, the razor phone. Math had some shit in this battle, too. I'm not going to front. Slump like the drunk driver. Yo, both rounds from Math and Cortez and Ill Will and Rum Nitty, both rounds were fire. I can't really see. If you pick Ill Will and Nitty in that round, I can't get mad. If you pick Cortez and Math, I can't get mad. I just felt both squads got busy. Round two, Nitty and Will, they actually rebuttaled Math and Core Rhyme. Never seen that on a 2-on-2 before where niggas actually rebuttal your shit. That was dope. We said you couldn't drop 130. Dose proved it. That was fire. The Einstein Theory. Rum Nitty lines are just tough, man. His goddamn one-liners are just mean, bro. Rum Nitty's a cold motherfucker, man. Listen, man, hey, Smack, can we get JC and Rum Nitty on fucking Summer Madness? Please, let's do that. The Memphis Bleak line was cool. You know Ill Will, man. He loves cracking jokes, man. So one thing I like about this team where Nitty's going to be more serious of the crew, and Ill Will gets serious too, but with Ill Will, he could actually add in the humor within his bars and performance. Obviously, they had some personals. Like Nitty and Will said, second round, like, their second round was actually better than their first, in my opinion. So I actually like Nitty's and Ill Will's second round a lot, man. I thought this was the best battle on the card. Let me just keep it a stack. If you asked me gun to my head before, I would not think Rum Nitty and Ill Will and Cortez and Math would have been the best battle. I thought it was the best back and forth between everybody. Round two, Math Core, the Chris and Bias, your wife room, the Chris and Bias line, you know that's going to fucking shake the room, man. And Math was the first nigga to set it off tonight. And I think as a battle rap community, no shade to Chris at all, but we don't know the full story. We like to get the full story. Not going to kick a man when he's down. But you knew somebody was going to bring up his name within these battles. You know what I mean? The Jamaican plug angle that Math took, I thought that was fire. Even on Math, I don't like a Jamaican accent. Neither here nor there, my nigga. The Mobb Deep Prodigy Missing line was cool. The niggas had some real hair makers. And a lot of current event bars that were dope. But by the Nose, 69 line by Math, it was just a dope back and forth, man. I really feel the dope back and forth. Round three, the rebuttal, the Mobb Deep line, All You Have Is Havoc. That shit was fire, man. Black Twice, If You Need Us to Lose. Now that, some lines Nitty and Rum had didn't catch, but that Sea Walk on these niggas by Nitty was fucking fire. That Sea Walk line was fucking crazy. I ain't even gonna front. That line was fucking stupid. He took Millie Rock line and fucking finessed it. You know what I mean? Round three, Math and Cortez. The father, the angle was dope. Math was really good in this battle, like I said earlier, man. The B-Magic line was dope. This was a very entertaining battle. Very entertaining. One line, Nitty said, when Nitty said, knock him out, stood on his block and see walk on him. That shit was fire, man. I like this battle a lot. I thought Rum Nitty and Ill Will and Math and Core set it for a battle to set it off the way they did was dope. So shout out to all those dudes. Second battle of the night was Friday and Jack Boy versus Swave and T-Money Bags. And because Big T's brother passed away, rest in peace to Big T's brother. This was the battle that he had. Smack had the stash, I guess. With obviously Team Army, and then you got the Goonies, man. Let me say, I like them Goonie niggas, man. Let me tell you why I like them Goonie niggas, because they give zero fucks. Them young niggas don't give a fuck about nobody. They almost feel like NWO in wrestling. Like, them niggas don't give a fuck about nobody, man. I fucks with them little niggas, man. Round one, Swade and Moneybags. Yo, I didn't know Swade and Moneybags, if they could, even though they're Team Army, if they would have gelled well together. And they did all right. You know what I'm saying? Round one, Swade and Moneybags, the rider flips that Swade had was dope. Those were fucking, was fire. He had child to be strapped in. Swade the twerk. I thought that shit was fire. Solid round by Swade and Moneybags. The first round was okay. They had some shit here and there. Round one, Goonies. Ryder and Jack Boy. Ryder set shit off. The Core Settlement. The Bobby Womack line. The performance for Ryder and Jack Boy was goddamn lit. I'm not going to front, man. Jack Boy, there's something about Jack Boy, man. I don't like to use the word believability, but it's something about that young nigga that I fucks with, man. Jack Boy said a line about PH, R.I.P. PH, and shit went left real quick. And here's the thing. If you listen to him, at first, it sounded like he took a shot at obviously PH. It's kind of reminiscent of when Suge battled Calico and he was taking shots at R.I.P. Proof. I don't want to say something similar to that, but you know, once Swade hears that, it's just, he wants to set it off. Like, he don't even want to, even if a nigga thinks in his mind that you took a shot at his dead homie, it's on site. You saw Swade, I mean, he wanted to set it off. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, the Jersey twerk jumped into the battle. I don't know how I feel about that. If you're doing 2-on-2, I don't really want to battle three niggas. You know, I like twerk like the next guy, but him getting into this battle was like on some Royal Rumble shit, my nigga. It was like, hey, if you can rap, join the festivities, my nigga. It's just, you want to drop 4 bars, 6 bars, jump in. It was damn near 3-on-2, man. I don't know. Round two, Swade and Moneybags talked about Jack Boy a lot in this round. The focus seemed to be on Jack Boy. Talked about Jack Boy's moms. That seemed to be the angle. A lot of mama jokes in this round. It was a solid round by Swade and Moneybags. And then round two, Goonies going to the Paramount line. I like how all three, I'm talking about Ryder, Twerk, and Jack Boy, how they basically took turns with the bars. Like, you could tell they was really practicing at the crib and writing together and shit. The shit was fire, man. The Severed Ties line by Jack Boy was tough. The Money, Power, Respect, Key of Life by Ryder was fire. The niggas had a fire second round, man. Round three, Saving Money Badger. JC Line by Money Badger was cool. And all of a sudden, Old Solo, of all people, makes an appearance. Like, where did they get Old Solo at? And dude thought, okay, we're going to have Old Solo just come in here and just drop some bars and shit. Shit kind of was kind of wild. Then Poison Pen, who I respect a lot. Poison Pen, you've done a lot for this culture, my nigga. So I don't think you get your respect as much as you should in the culture. But when you stepped in, man, the Boo Birds was in attendance, man. That shit was an epic fail. Round three of the Goonies. I thought this was the best round of the whole battle. Goonies started calling everybody mama out. The Big Gerald line in the crowd. My Twerk was fire. Man, the crowd really fucks with New Jersey Twerk, man. Like, it's a mixture of both. They fuck with him, and he says hot shit. And even Moneybagg is like, y'all need him. So, you know, Moneybagg acknowledges that, yo, Twerk, when you think of Ryder, Jack Boy, and the Goonies, Twerk is really the nigga that stands out. But I'm telling y'all, watch out for that nigga Jack Boy Maine, man. Remember I told you that Jack Boy Maine, he got some shit. So, I mean, the battle was, and it was mad long, man. You all know what happened here with this battle. We got to talk about this shit right quick. This is a long, fucking, drawn-out, long-ass battle, my nigga. Like, that shit felt like it was on for, like, 58 minutes. Like, I could have drove to the mall, cops and kicks, come back, and they would have been in the second round. This shit was mad long, man. Too much guest appearances. Too much crazy shit going on in this battle, man. Next battle, Hitman Holla, Averb against Briz and T-Top. This was a battle I didn't know what to expect from both these niggas, especially with Briz and T-Top. Even though they battled a couple times, they battled Arsenal and Suge in North Carolina. And I think they battled Chilla and B-Magic, right, on URL. So this battle, I didn't know what to expect. And obviously Hitman and Verb coming back on URL was big. And Hitman's return to URL since he battled Sue Surf. So everybody want to see what Hitman got to do. Gotta say, I thought Hitman and Verb was going to beat these niggas. I really did. But there's a lot of time restriction conversations in this battle. A lot of crazy shit in this battle, man. But I gotta say, Hitman and Verb and Hitman chemistry. We've seen a battle DNA and K-Shine. I thought that battle was fire. I thought those two niggas actually beat K-Shine and DNA. For all the talk that we give at NWX for the shit that they brought to the 2-on-2. I thought these niggas clearly won that battle. You know what I mean? 40 Under the Gucci. I got the fashion. All You Caskets line by Hitman. The remix by Hitman, of course. That was tough. Some people say it was gas. But, you know, Hitman does a remix, man. Fuck the room is going to shake. It's Hitman Holla, for Christ's sake. You know what I mean? Kind of controlled the room in the first round. The backup singers, backup dancers. This shit, like, backup singers and backup dancers. Woo-hoo. Yo, those niggas is flipping, man. I'm not going to hold you, though. I thought Hitman and Verb had first round. Their first round was cool. It was cool. Was it their best round to y'all? I don't know. Briz and T-Top, man. The Patriots 12 line was crazy. Briz and T-Top was snapping, man. I thought they were snapping, to be honest, in all three rounds. I didn't think they had no try spots and no... There was no, like, bullshit with these niggas, man. These niggas was really going in and shit. If it wasn't for Aver, we wouldn't know who you were. When T-Top was talking to Hitman about, we didn't know who you were. They were attacking Hitman like crazy, man. A lot of personals. Briz and T-Top really controlled the first round. Their continuity and how they ended their rounds, too, was much more cleaner than the way Verb and Hitman finished their rounds. You know what I mean? I had Briz and T-Top. This was probably the closest round between all three rounds. It's hard to judge battles sometimes on 2-on-2s, though, but it is what it is. Hitman and Verb, second round. They was cooking to me. They was cooking here and there. They was cooking. You know what I mean? I thought Verb was cooking a little bit more than Hitman, and a lot of shit Verb was saying in the second round. To me, the crowd really wasn't catching. They wasn't giving it up. Because you know Verb is really dope with the wordplay and shit. But it was cool. Briz and T-Top, man, they just look to be in control again, man. They got a young ill. They kissed the baby. Dwayne caught a line. Hard for both teams to catch. Yeah, listen, it was hard for both teams to catch wreck because of time restrictions, man. The sun up, sun down line, the back and forth with T-Top. I mean, they had jokes and haymakers with air, my niggas. And then round three, I thought Verb was, like I said, Verb and Hitman had stake. They were nice. I just thought Verb and T-Top was just too much. Like, especially Briz, man, because let's be real, my niggas, on Rookies versus Vets, the way A-Verb handled Briz, it seemed like in this battle a lot, Briz took this shit personal, man. Like, when he ran up on Verb in the third round and just started spazzing this nigga, man, and the way he was looking at Hitman, yo, Briz got the Tay Rock cheat code now, my niggas. When he starts sweating by the fourth bar, this nigga just goes in. Briz right now is that nigga, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody tells me. Y'all could try to say he's gas. And I'll say this. If Briz was to battle A-Verb again, it wouldn't be the way it was. Obviously, he's matured in his battle rap career. You know, the more battles you get, the more comfortable you get. But I got Briz and this nigga winning the battle, man. But here's the thing. They brought Rain into to the equation. That was hit and miss to me. Like, Rain, all right. Man, I don't want to see battle, my nigga. Just stick to making beats for URL and shit like that. No disrespect. But, you know, he brought him in there, shock value, fine. But here's the thing. I know people saying, oh, it's 4-on-2. And you're right, it was 4-on-2. But, my nigga, it's the third round already. The battle's already over. It's the third round. They brought them niggas in. Now, if they'd have brought Rain and T-Rock in the first or second round, I would have more issues in the third round, especially when it's the last round and they finishing up. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they did the whole shit. They came into the middle of the end, you know? Whatever. Next battle, NWX and Midwest Miles and X-Factor. Obviously, NWX, who we all know, I wouldn't say they propelled this 2-on-2, but they damn sure brought it back to life and spiked this motherfucker up. This battle made sense to me because X-Factor and K-Sean were supposed to battle a while ago. Round one, Miles and X-Factor, well, Marble 1 and Quest McCody had popped up, and I was like, oh, shit, these niggas about to battle? And no shade to X-Factor, and it was Miles. But I'd rather see Marble 1 and Quest McCody battle. NWX. I would have preferred to see that battle. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us would prefer to see that battle. That's just me, my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Miles X sets it off. X-Factor got a shine, obviously, training talk. I like X-Factor's approach. The vintage X-Factor, he was catching wreck a little bit in his first round. He was really the one that, I don't want to say he was the leader of the crew, but it felt like that. It felt like he was orchestrating what niggas should do, how they should move. You know, like the dance steps. Like, he was a leader of the crew and shit. The first round was solid. Round one in WX, the Dinosaur Extinct line by K-Shine, the very first line by Shine, shook the whole fucking room, man. And WX just has this back and forth flow that's down to a science. The Ginobili line by Shine was fire. Call X-Factor out for his pause-worthy bars. Watching Miles, like, Moesha line by K-Shine was fire. NWX clearly got round one, man. Clearly, man. That Martin Lawrence reference by K-Shine, I just want to go to Arizona. That shit was the rule, man. Just too many haymakers and room rockers, man. NWX clearly. Round two, Miles. The NWX, Miles was getting busy for Dolo for a while. It's good to see Miles, you know, have some dope bars here and there. You know what I mean? X and Miles had some shit. That 4-4 Obama line by X-Factor was crazy. This round was better than a first round. NWX second round, Shine went into a mean scheme. The X-Flip was ill. Picking out more pause-worthy rhymes. X-Factor, you have too many, my nigga. You just have too many, man. The worst bar decisions thing was dope. NWX went in round two also, my niggas. Round three, X-Miles and Miles X-Factor was alright in the third round. It was just alright. Nothing crazy. It was just alright. NWX talked about Miles being put in a body bag. I got NWX3O, man. Let's keep it tall, man. We ain't even got to go into the old shit. No shade to them niggas, but I'd rather see NWX battle Marv Orton and Quest McCoy. That's just me. Next battle, Arsenal, Shotgun Shug against Charlie Clips and Goods. Now, when Ars came out and announced that to everybody that this will be his last battle against Lux, and I was surprised that ULL actually let Arsenal, you know, come out and speak and be like, yo, I'm giving y'all I'm going to let you get your piece off and let you talk about your last event and plug your shit. You know what I'm saying? You never really see ULL let niggas come up there and plug their shit. You know what I mean? And Smack said he'd be in the building on August 5th. Obviously, Shug and Arsenal sets it off. Pocket check out the rip. Out the rip, the pocket check, man. And hold on, Shug. My nigga, you won the coin toss and decided to go first, man. I thought that was a bad move, my G. I think you should have let Charlie Clips and these niggas go first to let them get their shit out the door. You know what I mean? But I guess you wanted to control the room from the rip. The Stephen Clay line was tough. Arse tap, Goods pockets also. A lot of pocket taps in this round, man. How are y'all niggas feeling about the pocket taps? The double impact Saw 6 line by Sugar was hard. The Monstar line by Arse was hard. Even Arse screamed 2 minutes, man. So it seemed like it was 2 minutes also for the rest of these battles. And I'm wondering why it was 2 minutes because of how long fucking the Goonies and Slave Sever and you know, bags as fuck, money bags is fucking rhyming for goddamn an hour. They took so much minutes off the clock that niggas had to hurry this shit the fuck up. Round one, Clips and Goods. First thing Clips said, we got two bloods. Niggas lost their mind. Then niggas, you niggas are so creative, man. Look why Clips is rapping. Clips talking about my brother Goods in the house. Goods like I'm talking to my mother. She was mad clever on these niggas, man. Future side piece, Pippin line by Clips was fire. Smoking rock, drug addiction line was fire. When Goods said, you can tap my pockets, I want you to feel what real money looks like. That shit was dope, man. The roasting session was on deck. It was a close round, man. I still think Austin Shug might have took that first round. Might have. That was their best round. But overall, I got Clips and these niggas winning the battle overall, man. You know what I mean? That round three by Clips, we damn near own round three, man. That was vintage Clips right there. But I'm not going to get gassed because Charlie Clips had he controlled majority of the third round. We've seen Clips do this before. Can he do that for three rounds? And I'm still not going to go crazy because Clips showed out and had even though I'm not going to lie, Clips, you're unbiased. Chris Unbiased line was fucking fire, my nigga. Can't hold you. That shit was fire. So, yeah, I got Goods and Charlie Clips winning this battle, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, motherfucking Double Impact 2 was all right. A lot of crazy shit going on, man.